Welcome back. I'm Harvey Hyde. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show. Again, we want to say happy holiday to everyone. It's now time to talk Notre Dame football with the captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. And he is fired up. That's Frank Pomerico. Before we get to the coach here, Frank Pomerico, let's thank our sponsor for the Notre Dame segment, that's Station Casino's STN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet race and sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations to visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. Well, Frank, it's time. It's bowl season, and you got to be fired up. You're going to the Sugar Bowl, and you got a dandy lined up.
Oh, Coach, I tell you, James and I are really going nuts over here thinking about the history that we have at Notre Dame with the Sugar Bowl. You know, it starts back in 1973 when we played Alabama for the national championship, and we eked out a 24-23 win with a great pass out of the end zone by Tommy Clements. Coach, if you can remember, it was North against the South. It was Catholics against the Baptists. It was Arrow against the Bears. There were so many different scenarios going on, and it was very entertaining, very exciting. The lead changed 6 or 7 times, and we won the game on a gorgeous pass of Tommy Clements to Robin Weber that made a first down, and then we were able to run out the clock. They were a tremendous Alabama team. They had people like Richard Todd. They had Rutledge. They had Woodrow Lowe, Mike Rains. I mean, they had tremendous players. And they actually won the national championship. In those days, there was a poll that did it before the bowl games. And they were awarded a national championship, and rightly so. I mean, and they were picked before the bowl games. And after this year, they never did that again. They always picked it after. Well, there were a couple of polls that picked Notre Dame as national champions after we beat Alabama in that historic Notre Dame Alabama game in the 1973. Actually, it was December 31st, 1973 Sugar Bowl in Old Tulane Stadium that held about 85,000 people. And, Coach, it was something to behold. It was a great, great game.
It was rocking. And, you know, I've got to tell everybody, but you would never say this, you were the captain of that 1973 National Championship team. And, Frank, I know that's something you'll never forget, winning a national championship.
Well, Coach, you're right. That's something they can never take away from you. And we bond together because of that national championship like no other team does that I've been on. We were a good team in 71 and 72, but in 73, those guys really stick together. We had our 50th reunion 2 years in 2023, and it was a great reunion. And no longer were you a starter, or were you a backup, or you were a freshman, or you were a senior. You were all just brothers together. And, Coach, it was a great feeling to see how successful everybody's become and how good of people they are as far as making a difference in the world. And that's the thing Arrow used to always talk about, to make a difference in the world without expecting anything in return. So that was a way to do it. Arrow's vehicle was communicating through football, and he was able to do that great. Coach, I also want to go to the Sugar Bowl in 1980 season when I was a strength coach at Notre Dame. It was played January 1st, 1981. We played the Georgia Bulldogs, coached by Bill Dooley, and they had a tremendous team with Herschel Walker. That year, they won the national championship, and they beat Notre Dame 17-10, and it was a good game. Notre Dame really was in it all the way to the end. There was a flub kickoff that they recovered on the 3-yard line and scored. But overall, though, Notre Dame played well, had nothing to be ashamed of. We just ran into a really good Georgia team. Then in 2017 and 19, Notre Dame and Georgia played as well. at home in 2017 in South Bend, and Georgia won 20-19. The interesting thing about that game, Coach, there was a wave of red in the stands at Notre Dame. They somehow were able to get tickets, and they flooded the stadium with red. So it was a great game for them. They won by a single point, and it doesn't matter if it's 1 point or 50. The other team still loses. So in 2019, we went down to Georgia and played, and we lost 23-17 in Athens. So, Coach, Notre Dame hasn't been that successful against Georgia up to this point, but I think things may change this year. We're certainly hoping so here in South Bend, and we're also hoping for a continuing march after this game to the next bowl game, which I think will be the Orange Bowl, but we have to take care of business first, and that's coming up on Wednesday, and that will be at 8:45 on ESPN on New Year's Day. James is so jacked up for this game. He's already have his outfits already picked out for this game, Coach.
Well, let me tell you, Frank, you better take a roll of tape so you can tape his ankles, too. Tape his ankles, and because he'll be ready to play. This is a huge game, 5:45 kickoff, national television, Notre Dame versus Georgia. It's the last game of the day as far as these major playoff games. It's got to be huge, Frank, and I know how proud you are that Notre Dame has had such a great year. Georgia has had a great year, two great traditional football teams, you know. It's just going to be a great game. Your thoughts, though, let me ask you, your thoughts about Notre Dame and Georgia this year. Notre Dame do?
Well, I think the thing that Notre Dame has in their pocket right now is they have a three-headed monster that can really hurt defenses, and that's with Riley Leonard at quarterback, who can run like a deer. And then we have Jeremiah Love, who's maybe the fastest guy in college football, Coach. When he gets through that line, if he gets a seam, he's going to hurt you bad. And the other guy that we have is Price, who can really scoot, bounce to the outside really well, finds the hole, and gobbles up great yardage. Notre Dame is going to have to stop a good Georgia football team. Their quarterback is hurt, but what they have in replacing him is a guy named Gunnar Stockton, who is a backup, hasn't played a bunch, but he is somebody also, Coach, who can run the ball pretty good. And he's going to give Notre Dame some problems in regards to coming out of the pocket and gobbling up yardage. They have two good runners in Frazier and Entimi who can really run. They're hard, solid backs with great receivers like Smith, who has 47 catches, Lovett with 56, and Bell with 37. Coach, they got some offensive weapons, but the biggest weapon they have, in my estimation, like we had when I was at Notre Dame, is they have a very, very good head football coach. His name is Kirby Smart. He's 49 years old. He's 105-18 in his 9 years at Georgia. He has an 854% winning percentage, and he's 9-2 in bowls. He won the national championship in 2021 and again in 2022. So here's a guy who's been very successful, came in fourth in the country in 2023, and he's been on a roll, Coach. He has good players. They understand what he's looking for. They respond to what he's looking for and what he tells them. So I look at this as it's Notre Dame really against Georgia and a great football culture with Kirby Smart. He's a 49-year-old guy that's right in the prime of his career. He studied under Nick Saban, does some things a little bit differently, and I think he is really a prime candidate for a great Hall of Fame-type coach. He's won Coach of the Year a number of times in the SEC, and you know as well as I do, that's not an easy place to win Coach of the Year. So I think Notre Dame, you know, they're playing against good players, but the thing that they really are going to be playing against is a Kirby Smart coach team. And when you do that, you have to dot all your I's and cross all your T's. Because, Coach, if you don't, you're going to mess up somewhere. Notre Dame has good coordinators that really cover a lot of what needs to be covered. But Kirby Smart is going to find any crack in the defense or in the offense that he can exploit with his talented team. So we'll see what happens.
I agree with you 100%. You know, one thing I think that's going to make a difference in the game, and I don't know how much, I'm talking about if I was coaching now, is I would think that the advantage for Notre Dame having a game and not having to wait 24 days to play a game like Georgia's had to. They played a game, and now they only had to wait 10 days to play their second game. They've been able to keep their timing. They're used to hitting a moving target. While really Georgia had to go against itself the entire time. And I think Notre Dame, because of that extra conditioning of playing a game, will be an advantage to them. Their timing, their passing, the whole thing. You and I both know that if you don't play for that many days, 24 days, it really makes a difference in your timing and conditioning.
Coach, I think you're right on that, on a lot of levels. However, at this level here, we're talking about a do-or-die kind of game. And I think the players, I mean, we had a bit of a stretch between Thanksgiving, when we played our last game in 1973, to January or to December 31st. I mean, that was a whole month. And we got into it rather quickly. But there is an advantage for people that have played a little bit less of off time. But I think they're going to be right into it. Kirby Smart's not going to let a lack of contact or a lack of playing get in the way. He's got an idea of what he wants to do. And I think, you know, talking with James over this, James is very impressed with Kirby Smart as well. And I think most people that are know college football know that Kirby Smart's going to have something up his sleeve. Now, Notre Dame as well, their coordinators are really sophisticated guys. Golden is a great defensive coordinator, and Denbrock has been at this a very long time as well. Both coaches are like head coaches in their own right. So I don't think they're going to be rattled too much. But, Coach, you never know what's going to happen once the game starts and the action starts flowing. You know, one team can be dominant over the other, and the other team, could, for some reason, can't get things going. Nothing they're doing is working. Then all of a sudden you have a lopsided score, and, you know, I don't think that's going to happen. I think this is going to be a very tight game, and I think it's going to come down to, it could be a field goal. Now, they have a field goal kicker named Woodring, who is 20 for 22. And he has a great leg. He's kicked 47 extra points. All I'm saying here, Coach, is that Notre Dame is not just playing another team. This is a team that should be recognized as somebody that can really, really challenge them. And if they're not ready for that challenge, Notre Dame is not ready for that challenge, there are going to be some disappointed people after that game. But I think Notre Dame is going to be ready for the game.
Well, Frank, I know if you were ready to play and you got if you were able to give him the pep talk, you'd have him ready to play. But, Frank, I got to let you go. And before I let you go, I want to say to James, again, without you, we wouldn't be able to get it done with all the things you're doing. I understand you were ushering one of the women's basketball games the other night. Congratulations to you. Everybody found their seat. Frank was at the game. I want to wish you, James, a very happy, happy new year. And for all the Notre Dame fans out there, good luck down in the Sugar Bowl. And, Frank, I know you'll be biting your nails. So, again, thank you for joining us, Frank. I got to let you go, and happy new year.
Coach, thank you very much. I look forward to talking to you down the road.
We'll be doing it. Frank Pomerico, captain of the 1973 National Championship Team, weekly does our Notre Dame football report. You've been listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show. And again, we want to thank our sponsor for our Notre Dame football report weekly. That's Station Casinos, STN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Go to any convenient location in the state of Nevada, and also or just visit the stnsports.com app. That's stnsports.com for more information. Buckle up. I'm RV Hyde. We'll take a short time out and be right back.